The Prince Edward County Fire and Rescue recently received a fire protection grant of just over $164,000 from the Ontario government as support for firefighter health and safety. As new statistics emerge, cancer in firefighters is a hot topic, and Ontario is helping to reduce the incidence by giving grants for cancer prevention equipment. Interim Deputy Chief Patrick Howe took me on a tour of the Picton Fire Station, where he showcased some of the new equipment purchased with the grant money. Deputy Chief Howe tells us more. Pat, the fire department recently received quite a bit of money to help with improving equipment. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, we were lucky to receive the fire protection grant for 2025-2026. Prince Edward County received $164,450 to invest in cancer prevention equipment for our firefighters.
And is that a problem with firefighters, cancer?
It's an emerging issue that we're all paying very close attention to. WSIB has recognized a selection of cancers in their presumptive legislation. They realize that firefighters are exposed to carcinogens through the course of their work, and it's top of mind for all of us right now.
What type of cancers are the most prevalent?
Prostate cancer is a big one.
Yeah, throat cancer.
Prostate cancer are two of the big ones. Bladder cancer, another one.
Wow, I'm surprised with the prostate cancer.
Yeah, when we talk about routes of entry, and so under your armpits, in your neck, and in your groin are areas where your body absorbs things more readily.
And so that material is present and available when we're working in the fire scene. So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And part of the fire protection grant was focused on respiratory protection. So some of the things I'll show you today focus on our airways and what we do to manage clean air for our firefighters. Part of our grant this year is to purchase another industrial decontamination machine. So this is the machine we see here on the left. Looks like a very large industrial dishwasher. And it is a tool we use to clean our hard goods after a fire. So if you think about our SCBA, our helmets, our boots, those sorts of things, prior to having equipment like this, we would go back to the hall and with a bucket of soapy water and a brush, we would scrub them the way best we can. And visually they looked clean, but you'd be astonished once a cycle of this industrial decon machine goes through how dirty the water is, even on a pack that you thought was clean. So that's a big investment for us. We purchased one of these units last year with the grant money we received from the provincial government. So we're buying another unit this year to go in our Consecon Hall. And that allows us to serve the northern fire halls a little bit easier. You can imagine if we had a fire in Consecon or in Carey Place, right now they'd have to bring all that equipment back to Picton to be washed. There's quite a drive there. It takes some time to wash the equipment.
And then if there's another fire,
exactly.
People have to go back out.
And so one of the things we learned when we purchased this machine is it takes time to dry and wash items. And if you've got firefighter equipment out of service for drying and washing, there's a bit of anxiety around what happens if we have another call. So another item we're purchasing with the grant this year is spare SCBA cylinders, spare helmets, and spare gloves, so that when a firefighter comes in with their dirty equipment, we can issue them loaner gear right away. We also have a selection of loaner bunker gear coats and pants for them to use. And so for the 12 or 24 hours that their routine gear is out of service, they can be wearing our loaner gear, and when they're frontline gear is ready, they can come back and exchange again. The decon process is really important, but it does come with some restrictions in terms of gear being wet afterwards, and you can't dry them with heat. You have to use air dry. So it does take a little bit longer to dry the equipment than you'd expect. So you'll see out in the hall, we do have some purpose-built gear drying racks, but it does take some time. So this extra PPE is going to help us get our firefighters back into service right away. The other thing we're purchasing with the grant is another sink system like this. So this is a really good initial decontamination process. We'll bring the dirty equipment in here and we'll give it a rinse down and a scrub with the equipment that we've got in the stainless steel sink before we put it into the industrial washer. That allows us to keep the filters clean and allows us a little bit more life in our equipment. We were talking about respiratory protection earlier. So another big investment we made with our grant this year is a new quantitative fit testing machine. So we use this machine to test the fit of our face piece to make sure that the positive pressure is coming out and we're able to maintain a clean air environment for our firefighters. So we do this testing with all of our firefighters every year. They come in, they put a mask on, there's some appliances that connect to this medical device, and we've got a documented record that the fit of their face piece is appropriate for the jobs they're doing. So we're excited to have this new equipment here. We're also purchasing the remainder of the face pieces we need to ensure that all of our firefighters have a personally issued face piece. Previously, we would have a stock of face pieces in our rescue van that were communal. When you needed one, you'd grab one off the shelf and you'd use it. And then when you were done, you would clean it and put it back into service. You know, COVID taught us a lot of things about personal protective equipment and contamination across different people. And so it's, for us, really important to ensure that all of our firefighters have access to a personally issued face piece. We're also purchasing a selection of new helmets. We talked earlier about how downtime for cleaning. And so we're going to have a stock of compliant and in-date helmets available for loaning. When people's equipment is being washed. And then new gloves, a stock of new gloves for the same reason. Your gloves are wet, they're going to be wet for a day or two. And also the flash hoods, the hoods that we wear over our head to make sure that the contaminants and the heat don't affect us inside of our gear rooms. Yeah, so this fire protection grant has been a huge leap forward for our cancer prevention and our respiratory protection program. And it wouldn't have been possible without the support of the provincial government. So we're really grateful for this fire protection grant, the funding last year, this year, and next year.
For the local journalism initiative, frequencynews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.